Okay, so we've spoken a lot about the exercise classes, and a bit we touched a bit about business. So I just want you to just say a bit more about how you found some of the other workshops, like the business, setting up a business, and some of the other, you know, coffee morning, cook and taste sessions, and how you found different people coming in to speak to the women. So if we start off with setting up a business, how did you find that?
The course, yeah, the course for a business.
Yeah,
we already talked about that. So yeah. I said this very, very nice course. This is for, I think, for 6 weeks course, mm-hmm. And we also talk. We want to talk about the lady who present the lesson. She's very good because every week when she comes, she bring a new things for mm-hmm. us. That's why the people they are really enjoyed and they want please. And they're like, if you can run the course similar to this course next time, you know, because each time when she comes, she teaches us something different. Mm. She teaches us about candles, she teaches us also about the baby shower, about the wedding, or when we decorate in the wedding. And also she bring her staff and they can say, help us in funded some of the materials she buy. She bring all the materials and we pay you for her by Deqa fund, mm-hmm. and is really, and she distribute all the things to the group, and it's not about her talking, but we are all working together. Mm-hmm. So we feel it is like it's not a workshop or a teaching. It's like something we involve on it, and then we start to do our things. So we take the candles to the homes, we cut something, and we do it at home. The people do it at home, mm-hmm. and bring it to her and show the teachers, and she's very happy. And we hope to present all this stuff in the 8th party in October, hoping to show the people our work and what we did.
Do you think that any of the women are going to pursue their business, the skills that they've learned? So will any of the women like set up their own business from this?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because they really, really enjoyed it, and they brought their candles, they brought their own. They are keen to learn. But one thing I notice is the course is short, especially for skills. If you need the skills, you need more time to learn, to try, and and fail. Yeah. You know. And we hope you consider, or the people who arrange this consider a long period to teach women, because they are really, really enjoyed it and interested in learning.
So would you say something like a follow-up course from this, more about the financial side as well? Like if you were going to set up your business, this is what you need to do to get your business plan and... Yeah. How much money you need and that. Would the women be interested in something that?
Yeah,
so they've got an idea. Yeah. For example, you said, like, decorating candles, packaging, it could be henna or whatever. But they need to know how to develop that into more of a business so they
can...
And
the cost for it. Because we bring a plain basket and we decorate it in such a way that it's presented in front of the people. We put material, we put some embroidery on it. And when you see the basket with a lot of flowers, it's very, very nice. But in the business, of course, we have to look for the cost, to look for our time, to look for...
Yeah.
So she came for 1 hour, sometimes 1.5 hours. Mm.
As
she
said,
it's not enough.
So longer hours.
Yeah, so we need longer
hours, so we kind of produce more things.
And more fund, if that's possible, to the materials that we use, because many people can't... For example, the candle is £6, £4, and the color... The coloring are very, very expensive for a small tube.
For one tube, for one pen.
Yeah. So if there are fund, this may help ladies to continue and to learn the skill to.
We are learning in the course of the candle. You learn something.
Yeah, of course. Yes. We had to learn a lot. We had the new skills. We want to learn many things about...
Did you see this before? No. This is the first time for you.
First time for you.
So you like the candles? When
yes, of course. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very nice. It's something different, new.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the shops like this. So they could start women business with these things.
Yeah. And what about some of the other the other workshops or maybe some of the talks that you've had over the
Yes, we did cook and taste program, which is for 6 weeks program. It's really very good. So it is not about it's about how to cook healthy food. Okay, sorry.
So that was part of the coffee mornings, isn't
That's
it?
That's part yes. of the coffee mornings, yes.
So you took 6 weeks, we taught, women was taught what?
In the 6 weeks program, women, they learn how to cook a food without oil, it means healthy dinner, yes.
Yeah.
And we also, she teach us different kind of salad. And she, we bring a lot of fruit, and she bring a lot of things, and we mix it together, and it really is very nice, because we know how to cook, but the difference is we use a lot of oil, we use a lot of salt. So she teach us how to reduce the oil, how to reduce the salt in our food, and there is still the taste is very nice. This is 6 weeks, and the people, the name of the lady is Iman Ismail from St. John's Hospital. Yes, and it's...
What about the other
courses
in the coffee mornings? What else did you do in the coffee mornings?
We invited lots of specialists about the dentist and mental health. Yeah, they talked to ladies about these things, and they had lots of questions as well.
That's good.
They asked the professional, and they got lots of information
with
help and feedback as well.
So,
yeah.
Do you think those coffee mornings where here women invited those professionals, different health professionals, was it useful for those women, for the participants, for all of you?
Yeah,
is it useful? Was it something that would you like us more to do, or what would you like in the future? I mean, the coming month is what sort of a coffee morning? Is just what people do you want us to invite you?
Let's make lots of program like this. Invited the specialists, and because there are lots of people don't know their rights, don't know the law in here, they don't know NHS because it changes every year. They don't know what to do, and it's been very useful, especially the NHS programs.
So you would like to see more NHS professionals to be invited in the coffee mornings, so that they could explain the changes that is happening
and about the benefit as well,
and
because
this
is changes as well, and
so
many people don't know what to do and
what is happening.
What's happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you now?
It's everything.
Yeah.
Who you like to see for the coming coffee mornings? What do you like to see?
Yeah, the special.
What activities do you like to see in the coffee morning?
It's about the health. It's good idea about the health and these things.
Okay, let me just say it this way. Would you like to see the coffee morning just to be a normal coffee morning where there is people coming together and bringing some coffee and just women talking to each other? Or would you like to see the activities within the coffee morning?
Both of them are good. Thanks to me.
So it's best to do...
To
do both sides.
Yeah.
So sometimes only women meeting and talking to each other, and sometimes inviting those professionals. Okay. What we can do better in the coffee morning? What do you think we didn't do and we can do better?
So we did something. So
it's not what we
any
did.
Improvements.
It's how we can improve ourselves. So what do you think the organization can improve? What do you want to see in the coffee mornings that we can do better and is not there now? Anything that you would like to see individually, it doesn't have to be all of you together, but individually, what would you think women want to see in the coffee morning that we don't do now? Intela, any ideas?
But a
about the coffee morning, still we are doing very well.
Yes, we're doing, yes. But what do you think we can do better?
Sometimes I like to check the group to other places.
Taking out.
Checking
out. Yes, outing. So instead of meeting in Almanac.